Bom. Like this, but once you start singing, Amen. And praising the Lord. And you hear some testimonies and all. And then you hear the word of God. Amen. Allows you to go home like this. Amen. With a smile. Because we serve an awesome God. Amen. Who loves for us to praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to take our scripture reading. If you could just stand for a quick moment. We're just going to take our scripture reading from Jeremiah. Amen. We're going to go to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. We're just going to read two little verses of scripture there. Amen. And then we're going to start to speak a little bit. And then I'm going to hurry up and get out your way. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. Amen. It reads. You can read with me. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. Where do I want to start? Came to the rescue. We sang that song as our last song. I sang that song intentionally as it goes along with the brief message we have for this evening. Amen. And something happened. And it kind of, normally when I'm going to be speaking, a lot of times something happens before I even know that I'm going to be speaking. And God starts to speak to me in a certain way. Starts to give me just a little idea of which direction I might be going. Amen. And I just kept that thought. I couldn't leave the thought because it was so powerful. I'm not as good as some of you are. And I'll get to what I'm talking about in a second. But I shared this testimony that happened with me. Amen. With my little baby girl Zoe. Amen. And I shared that testimony. And after I shared the testimony, I brought it up again. And so some of you might look at me as I'm strange and say, why are you going back to that again? Because I just am not as good as many others are, let's say. You know, when God does something, I know that He's God, and we're just supposed to know that He's God, and we're just supposed to, you know, just keep about moving on because He's God, and that's just supposed to happen. But I'm just human, and I'm just amazed by some of the things that God does. I'm just in awe of some of the way God moves upon His people. I still stand in awe of the things that have gone on before time, before us. I'm in awe when I come on Sunday afternoons and I start to hear the testimonies and they stay with me. I'm just human. I just am amazed. So I know I'm supposed to move on to the next one, but I just can't leave what happened alone because it meant so much to me. Hallelujah. It just showed how powerful and how awesome my God is. And then it becomes so special when it gets personal. And it happens for me. Hallelujah. So I know that my baby has swallowed something. Amen. And my wife at the time said to me, as this had gone on, and it was like 2:00 in the morning, and my wife said to me, we're going to have to take her in. We're going to have to go to on-call. That word stuck with me. We're going to have to go to our call. All right. I said, so you make, huh? 2:00 in the morning, I got to wake up early. I got to be at work at 7:30 in the morning. And you talking about going to some on call. I'm telling you, it started to minister to me.
Jesus.
On call. On call. I said, you're right. We're going to go to on call. I'm saying this on the inside because now it's starting to build. I already know what's coming. Yeah, I'll call. Let me tell you this. Young people, saints of God, we serve a God that is on call. We serve an on call God. Hallelujah. So the on call she was talking about wasn't the on call that God hit me with. He said, I'm an on call God. Yeah, you're right. right. We're going to go to encore. We're going to call on Jesus just about that. Hallelujah, because I serve an encore God. Now, when she was talking about we're going to encore, you all know what that entails. That entails going to the hospital. When you go up to the hospital, there's obviously something wrong because somebody's going to encore. Somebody's going to the ER. Something's going on, right? So you're going to go there. You're going to sit there. You're still going to wait behind whoever else is in front of you. You're going to be there for a couple of hours. Amen. It's supposed to be sped up, but still you wind up there for a number of hours. And those people that are not saved go to on-call and they sit there waiting for a doctor. They still don't know what's wrong with them, but they're waiting, hoping. Amen. But without faith, hoping that that doctor's going to be able to tell them something that they don't know to help them out. But they're not hoping with an expectation. They're hoping just because they're in pain, they're in agony. When I go to God, when I go to my encore, God, I don't have to sit there waiting.
Yes, yes.
Because I know all I have to do, the scripture or the song says, all you have to do is call him by his name.
Yes.
Call him by his name.
Yeah.
Young people, what's his name?
Jesus.
Young people, what's his name?
Jesus.
All you got to do is call him by his name. I serve an encore, God. So the message started to develop a little bit. Yeah, we're going to go to our call, all right? We're going to go to our knees right now. And we're going to pray this thing. Hallelujah. So when we pray, my baby girl was good for the next hour or so. No agony, nothing's going on. She slept peaceably because I went to an on-call God. I don't want to know what it means to serve a God that's not on call. Hallelujah. I don't want to know what it means to go to a hospital in an on call situation, not knowing how it's going to turn out. Hallelujah. The people that don't know my God and the people that serve the God that's not on call, they end up doing things to themselves, young people. That's how they end up hurting themselves. They cut themselves in. You hear some people may have even taken their own lives. They gone to a God that's not on call.
Yes.
They went to call on something or somebody who wasn't there.
Right.
We serve a God who all you have to do is call his name and he'll be right there for you, young people. Saints of God, we serve a God. So I stand amazed at my God. I stand amazed. I mean, I can't get it out of my mind, the testimony. I wasn't here, but I heard about it. The testimony, Sister Marcia, her husband, amen, with his niece. Hallelujah. Some bad things happened. Amen. And she took a bullet that went through her neck. Amen. And they asked the church to pray. Hallelujah. Why? Because at that time, we can't afford to go to a God that's not on call.
That's right.
They asked for the church to just agree and to pray with them and go to the on-call doctor.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he was right there. So saints of God, young people, I stand amazed at how awesome our God is. That when you're in trouble, when you don't know what to do, when there's nowhere else to turn, you can count on Jesus. Because he's an on-call God. Hallelujah. I serve a God that when my sister was some of y'all's age, she caught this thing they call leukemia, which is a form of cancer. Amen. And you see on the commercials how kids lose all their hair. And a lot of these kids end up dying. Amen. But at the time, my parents served the God that I serve today. Who is the on-call God? And they called on Jesus. When the doctor told them that there was no hope, they gave her a few days. Then they gave her a few hours. You know what? She just walked in the back just now. Because they went to the God that was on call.
Yes.
Amen. Now let's take it to the scriptures real quick. Amen. Let's look at a situation where This guy named Elijah is a prophet, and then he went to an island called God, and he went up against 400 prophets of Baal. Baal was this God that was not on call, this fake God, because there's only one God. There's one true God. Amen. And these prophets of Baal went to this God that they thought was on call, and they called on him for hours and hours, for 4 or 5 hours. They were calling on this God that didn't hear them because he doesn't exist. Amen. And they started hurting themselves, and they threw themselves, and they cut themselves up.
Come on.
Amen. Because they went to this God that wasn't on duty. They called on this God that wasn't there. And then Brother Elijah called on the on-call God. And when he called on the on-call God, he was right there. Right there. Why? Because he's on duty all the time, 24/7, all the time. So whatever you're going through, all we have to do is call on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And guess what, young people? Saints of God, he speaks your language.
Amen.
He speaks your language. I don't care how you come to him. He speaks your language. Amen. I had a friend that called me up. Amen. And just in agony, in distress, depressed, broken down. Amen. And pray for them. I'm not going to give a name right now. I'm not going to give a name, period. But I said, listen, I want you to do something. In the only way you know how. I don't know how to pray. I don't know. God speaks your language.
Yes, he does.
When you cry out to him from the bottom of your heart, when there's no one else there, no one else can help. Amen. When you call from the depths of your soul, you don't have to come to him in ordinary fashion. You don't have to be a preacher or know how to pray the best prayer. But you just cry out and say, Jesus, I need you, Lord. I told my friend, I said, you just, in the only way you know how, say, Lord, I don't even know how to pray, but I need you right now, Lord. I told him, I said, listen, you go to God and you say, Lord, I believe you, but I need you to help my unbelief. Lord, if you are real, Lord, I need you to show me some kind of way. Why? Because he's at a point of desperation.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. We serve a God that's there on duty all the time. Young people, this is the God we serve.
Yes.
We serve a God that when you hear something's wrong with your aunt, you can get on your knees.
Right.
And you can just call on him.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can believe, because you're his child, you can believe that he's going to fix it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we're introducing to you. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. I told you about the story with the prophets of Baal. Amen. Let's look at something else right now. Let's go to Isaiah really quickly. Amen. Isaiah, we're going to go to chapter 38. We're going to go to another situation. Just to show that we serve a God that's on call. Amen. Chapter 38 of Isaiah. We're going to start in verse 1. We're not going to be before you long, okay? Amen. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. So Hezekiah was dying. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. We serve an uncalled God.
Amen.
Then Hezekiah, who was a servant of the Lord, turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Amen. And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He started crying. Amen. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Hezekiah was at the point of death.
Yes.
Amen. But he closed his eyes and he cried out to God. He cried out to the on-call God.
Yes.
Amen. That will never, never, never let you down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's a witness of what we're talking about. He's an on-call God. Now, let's just go to one more. I have a number of scriptures, but let's go to one that you all are a little familiar with, probably. Let's go to Jonah. Let's go to Jonah, the second chapter. Amen. And before we pick it up here, you all know the story of Jonah? Jonah, remember Jonah and the whale? The big fish got swallowed up, eaten by the whale. Remember, anybody heard of that? Raise your hand if you have. All right. I'm hearing y'all already learned in Bible class back then. Anyways, let's talk about Jonah. God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach to these evil people. Why? Because their sins now were up before God. And God's about to destroy the city of Nineveh because of their great disdain for God and just going crazy in the city. Jonah didn't want to do it. Longer story short, Jonah ran from God. Okay, so let's pick it up in chapter 2. Actually, let's pick it up in chapter 1 just to verse 16. Chapter 1 says, "Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah." That's where you hear Jonah in the belly of the whale. Jonah in the whale. "A great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah was as good as dead." If a whale swallows you, you real dead. Right? I don't know. I think God has something to do with that. Let's see what happens. Chapter 2, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly." Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God. The Lord his God is that?
On call
God. The God that I called on. The God that my wife and I called on. Amen. The God that the church called on. The God that my mother called on. The God that your mother called on. That God. The on call God. Amen. What happened? "And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice." Whatever situation you're in. Amen. You know, there's been situations where, like, there was one situation. My sister came here and testified in Philadelphia. She was in a bad car accident. And she said her car was just going and going. And she had already been in an accident, but it's still in the middle of the accident. A tractor trailer was headed right for her car.
Jesus.
What they said?
Jesus.
Called on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what happened? I don't know. She closed her eyes. Next thing she knows, tractor trailer was by her.
Thank you, Lord.
Called on the on-call God. This is what I'm speaking of. When you're in your darkest hour, your worst time, you don't know what's going to happen. All you have to do is call on the on-call God. Amen. It's not like going to the hospital and waiting. He's going to be right there. Why? Because you're his child. So it doesn't make it. You don't have to be fancy when you come to God. You don't have to get all dressed up and dignified when you come to God. In fact, he likes you the way you are. When you come just broken. God, I need you, Lord. Help! 911, help! I need you, Lord. He speaks your language if you speak Spanish. 911, what is your emergency? Yo quiero por favor. He speaks your language. You know what I'm saying? Yo quiero Jesus. He speaks your language. It doesn't make a difference. You know, God is good. And he's here for us. All we have to do is call him by his name.
Yes, amen.
All we have to do is call on him. He's going to be right there.
Right.
Do you believe? 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 Raise your hands if you know this God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. He's an honor call God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's an on-call God. I thank God that he's been there in my darkest situation. Amen.